This is the local VK5 news segment. And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. If you're listening to this on Sunday morning, then AREG members are getting set up for the Horus 63 balloon launch, due to be launched from the Mount Barker High School Oval around 10 a.m. This launch will feature a new crossband FM repeater payload, allowing amateur radio operators around the state and further afield to communicate via the balloon. This has an input on 145.075 MHz with a 91.5 Hz CTCSS tone, and an output on 438.975 MHz. The repeater will be run as a controlled net by VK5ARG, and will be offering QSL cards to stations that make contact throughout the flight. The repeater should be accessible with a handheld radio during the flight, but stations further afield will probably need some gain on 70 centimetres to be able to receive the repeater reliably. Also on this flight will be one of our new Wennet imagery payloads with a new camera module. For this, we hope to get live imagery throughout the flight, which will be available online. Tracking links for the flight are available on our website at areg.org.au, along with information on how you can get set up to receive telemetry from the flight as well. The payload recovery teams will be on the VK5 Link repeater network while out driving, so keep an ear out for them throughout the day. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Good morning, fellow ham radio operators, hobbyists and enthusiasts. This is VK5 LSB, and my name is David, with some news and notes on behalf of the Wison South Australian Committee. The Wison South Australia Social Get-Together was held last Saturday, the 23rd November, down at the Scouts SA Adventures Activity Centre, which is located at Anderson Avenue, North Goonoog, with a large number of Wison volunteers and amateur radio operators in attendance. The guest speaker on the day was Miss Zoe Marriott, State Manager, Disaster Relief Australia, regarding the organisation and a great opportunity and possible involvement of Wison South Australia and our wonderful volunteers within Disaster Relief Australia as a Wison South Australia volunteer role. You will be receiving an email from the Wison Committee in the very near future regarding opportunity to assist Disaster Relief Australia with the management of the incident management team kits and equipment as a Wison volunteer involvement, as we are currently seeking 6 to 8 volunteers to assist Disaster Relief Australia at their headquarters at Wayville. The day finished off with a free complimentary barbecue, sausage sizzle, soft drinks, etc. And as usual, no amateur or guest went home hungry or thirsty on the day. We look forward to attendance on the day at the next Wison South Australia Social Get-Together, which will be held on Saturday the 1st of February 2025. So make a note in your diary now for the next Wison South Australia Social Get-Together, which will be held on Saturday the 1st of February 2025. We thank Scouts SA for providing excellent facilities for our use. A reminder that tonight, Sunday the 1st of December, the Wison Australia Net will be held at 2000 hours local time, utilising the Adelaide Link Repeater Network, and we look forward to chatting to you all on the net tonight. This has been David, VK5 LSB, and on behalf of the Wison Australian Committee, saying thank you for listening, and looking forward to volunteering alongside of you all at the next event, or chatting to you on the Wison Net tonight, Sunday the 1st of December. For further clarification of this broadcast, please visit the Wison Australian Facebook page for further details regarding this broadcast and Wison SA events updates. Cheers all and stay safe, 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Last Sunday we held our 2024 Christmas barbecue at Lake McIntyre in Millicent. At first, the weather did not look very promising, but as the day wore on, it got better, and for most of the event, it was perfect. The event was well attended, and a good number of our ladies came along, which was great to see. Nick, VK5 November Juliet Sierra, towed the new club trailer along, which enabled our Millicent members to have a good look at it and give their seal of approval. Tom, VK5EE, had brought along a QRP radio which he set up in the new trailer, which he then christened by making a few contacts. Paul, VK5PAS, and wife Maria, VK5MAZ, went in the logbook, but David, VK5DG, although faintly heard over in Western Australia, could not be contacted. All of the club members who have inspected the new club trailer have now given it their enthusiastic approval. Now we start the business of making some alterations either to the trailer or to the shed roller door in order that we can get it into our shed. We also need to strip all of our gear out of the old trailer in order to get it ready for sale. Oh, and we must not forget that the outside broadcast hut needs a bit of finishing off work as well. Oh, and some of the repeaters require some work as they have been suffering from interference of late. And so life goes on with a never-ending cycle of tasks that require attention, but which, once completed, make life a little bit easier and hopefully more enjoyable. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everybody, this is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Now, last Friday was the North East Radio Club Christmas lunch, which was held at the Tea Tree Gully Hotel, and it was very well attended, and everyone had a great meal and lots of socialising. And during this function, Tony, the president of North East Radio Club, VK5FBIC, presented achievement awards to Gary, VK5SIX, and also to Mick, VK5MCH, for their success at passing the amateur radio license exams recently. So, it was good to see a big crowd at that event. And just to remind you that the next fifth Friday lunch will be held next year, and it will be on Friday the 31st of January 2025. Now the next North East Radio Club meeting will be on Friday the 13th of December. Yes, I know it sounds ominous, but it'll be a good night. And it will be a social night where you can come along and chat about everything or anything. Bring along some nibbles and perhaps your favourite beverage. And there will be the usual tea, coffee and soft drinks available. And as usual, perhaps there may even be some door prizes. And who knows, maybe even Santa could show up. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall at about 7:15 p.m. and enjoy a night with the North East Radio Club members. Now, the coffee club is still going on, but as is usual at this time of the year, the Tea Tree Gully Library has a period of closure over the Christmas New Year holidays. So I'll find out the dates when the coffee club will be in recess during that time and let you know. Well, that's all for this time. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.